Hi FM, 101.9 megahertz of life.
Let's talk about what's happening in Australia, because I found it so fascinating. I actually laughed when I heard about the social media ban for under 16s. And let me tell you, a friend of mine who's got a teenage daughter said to me, just told me a funny story. And the story was that he said to his daughter said to him, by the way, if you're looking for me on, I don't know, what do they call it? Checkers 6060, the 360 something. You know, when you can track your family and whatever. She said, you're not going to find me. I'm turning it off for a couple of hours. And anyway, when she came home later, he said, what was that about? So she said, no, her friend was surprising her brother traveling to him. He's overseas, and she didn't want him to know that she was coming. So they switched identities or something. So she was walking around as her friend for that day, so that the brother would think that the friend or the brother's sister was actually still around Johannesburg, etc. And to me, that was the perfect story, because we think we're smart as adults, but somehow, if the kids want to get around anything, they're a lot smarter than we are. So that, with that in mind, I wanted to chat to our guest and talk about that. How is it going in Australia with regard to the social media ban for under 16s? Dr. Waitse Leung from the Academy of Computer Science Software Engineering, good morning. I hope you're well.
Good morning, Howard, and to your listeners.
So how is it going in Australia?
Well, it's like a comedy, Howard, as you expect. Teenagers are very smart.
Yes.
And one of the latest studies actually suggests that about 8 out of 10 are still accessing social media in Australia. The large majority is because the social media sites aren't really implementing a proper check. Their idea of we will check properly is, hello, are you older than 16?
Right.
And then they go, pinky swear, yes,
yeah,
I am.
Exactly.
And they get through.
And even if they don't do that, they'll find another way. I don't doubt this for one second. Surely this was a misconceived notion or idea?
So as I said last time, I think the idea is a good one. Mm. Yes, you want to exercise some control or caution when it comes to kids accessing social media. Absolutely. But technology is a very difficult thing to police and monitor, because you might say it's the same thing with AI, you know. When AI first came out, people said, oh, you can ask it to teach you how to build a bomb. And then the developers told the AI, don't tell people how to use a bomb. And then the workaround was, I want you to act like you are a bomb expert.
Oh, gosh.
Then it's all okay, you know. So that's the same idea here. And if I read some of the more inventive ways, I think the funniest one, and I haven't confirmed because I wasn't going to try it, but someone apparently drew a moustache over their photograph, and then bam, you know, the AI said, yeah, obviously you're an adult because you've got a moustache. So
Oh, my word. No, because surely the better approach is through education.
Yes, I did say that. And also, you know, having the parents be aware of it and say, listen, I'm not telling you no because I know better and this is not negotiable. You know, it is having a chat with the child and say, these are my concerns. And, you know, so they're aware. Because if the whole point of social media is we don't want children exposed to ABC because these are bad for their mental health, then let's attack it from a different way, rather than cut it off completely and say, no, you can't have access. Because the minute you say no to a young child, they're going to go, well, I don't like that you said no, you're not giving me options, so I'm going to look elsewhere. And you know, that is the other possible danger, that if you say no to all the social media they typically use, what's to say they're not going to go to the more dodgiest sites that are not regulated, and they'll find themselves in worse situations than what the whole point of this policy was about.
And what about, I mean, how do you govern something like that if people use a VPN, for example?
Yeah, so that's also the thing. I think that is perhaps one of the higher end use. Look, as I said, the first, the big, and then I say air quotes, option of overcoming it is just going, oh yes, I'm totally over 16, lying to the social media check. But the second one, it sounds like it is the use of VPN. And to be honest, everyone is using VPNs these days. It's not difficult to use. It's quite accessible. So it's not helping the Australian government in any way. And I
No.
noticed that Australian government's knee-jerk reaction is, well, we're going to double the fine. It's really not going to help. But okay.
It's so naive. It's really, this is, it's almost such a clear view of the generation gap. You know, we have that
Yeah.
here at High, because we often look at our numbers, and we look at, obviously many people listen to us on FM, but people can also stream and they can use the app. And I looked at it one day and I thought, wow, I didn't realize that we have so many people in Poland listening. And it took me a minute to realize, no, they're actually not in Poland. It's, they could be anywhere in the world just using a
A
VPN.
VPN.
So we are living in a truly global world. To even think that you can police something in one area specifically like that is, again, a little bit naive, surely.
Yeah. Look, I know across the world there are increase countries that are trying to promote this law as well, because they recognize the value of the concept behind the law, but trying to police technology is almost a losing battle, you know, instant lose. But that's what I find most countries do. They come up with these laws and say, okay, the companies must do this, but they don't realize how companies actually work. And then the companies just go, okay, we'll pay lip service and we promise we'll do it. And when you catch them, they go, what, but we did what you told us to do. What do you want? You know,
Well, exactly.
and
Well,
so,
you know, what are the
yeah.
companies meant to do? Create an inspection unit. You know, it becomes very onerous as well. So the government passes a law, and which is very, very difficult to enforce, as they can see. They can't simply hand it over to the technology company, surely.
No, so as you mentioned, it's about education. It's about in your family, have that conversation with your child, because that is really just the best way. It is not relying on the technology companies, because also the technology companies are not incentivized to not have your child as one of their millions and billions of
Yeah,
users,
hundred
because
percent.
they derive revenue from it.
Yeah, that is where we leave it. I'd love you to share your thoughts. 061-895-1019. Do you, first of all, what do you think about the Australian law, the ban on under 16s using social media? Is it a good idea in principle? And if so, then how do you think they should go about it?